Let's break down the BYU basketball roster, Mitch. Now that you have Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders back, which, by the way, can I quick side note on Richie? We talked a lot about how great of a move it was for him and how huge it is for Kevin Young, this BYU team. I was looking at his minutes played numbers last year because I tweeted it after he got back. I just felt like Richie last year, he had a consistent impact on the team, but I didn't feel like he had a consistent role. Like Dallin Hall did, Jackson Robinson did. A lot of guys didn't, though, and Richie was one of those. We look at the minutes played. He only played one game where he had over 30 minutes. And that was against Texas Tech when Foose was limited, coming back from injury, and Noah Waterman was out with the concussion. And there was a big stretch in the first half of Big 12 play where he was sub-20 minutes. So there's a lot of growth for Richie, and I think Kevin Young did a great job of selling him on a bigger, expanded role here at BYU, and I just have to think that that played a role, where it was like, hey, I love everything you're saying, but at the end of the day, here's what happened. My freshman year, I never knew if I was going to play, and my sophomore year, I was consistently one of the best defenders on the team, high energy, high impact. You already talked about his offensive efficiency, because when you think of Richie, you're thinking energy, defense. You're not thinking offensive efficiency, yep, which he had. I think it's just brilliant by him to come back and to learn under Kevin Young and have a big role. Like, he's going to start. So I just think it was great for BYU and great for Richie to come back to BYU.
You bring up the minutes with Richie. First year, he played 38% of the available minutes that season in games. This year, jumped up to 51%. So still, there's a lot of room to grow. By comparison, Dallin Hall played in 72% of the available minutes to BYU. So, a lot of room to grow in Richie Saunders' game.
Yep.
And I think he's just scratching the surface. And that type of big jump from freshman to sophomore year, I wasn't expecting that big of a leap from him.
Right.
I thought after that first year, I was like, my expectations are kind of tapered a little bit, where I'm going to be a little bit more reserved. But I thought he was brilliant. I mean, there were games last year, BYU won because of Richie Saunders. I always point to the TCU game March 2nd as one of the best moments of the season, where the man got a standing O from the Marriott Center. We've watched BYU basketball together the last 5 years. There's not many guys coming off the bench getting a standing ovation for not only what he was doing on the offensive end, but just the effort defensively. Like, Cougar fans knew and recognized the moment, and that was pretty cool. And to see that guy coming back to BYU is awesome. See Dallin Hall coming back, it's awesome. And I think that would have been tough for BYU fans to see guys that just feel like BYU athletes, BYU stars, going to a Kentucky or a Creighton, which, by the way, Creighton is just becoming a thorn in the side of BYU. Like, what is it about Creighton? They are like the transfer portal darling for BYU targets, but it's good times for BYU, but still a lot of work for Kevin Young and this program to piece together this roster to get even better, because I'm telling you guys, the Big 12 is going to be so much better next season.
Kansas has reloaded.
They are
ticked
that they were 10-8 last year. BYU's feeling great about that. Kansas was just furious, and they are loading up with A.J. Storrs from Wisconsin. Hunter Dickinson's coming back. The Big 12 is going to be bigger and better than ever next season.
Still on the roster, you got Trey Stewart, Dawson Baker, Trevin Nell, Noah Waterman, Foose. You're bringing in Brody Kozlowski, our next guest, in a couple minutes. Isaac Davis. Look, there were some guys down in Phoenix, too, that I think will be a part of this. Townsend Triple was down there.
Jared McGregor.
You're right. And that's fine. Like, you got to fill out the roster. I'm totally cool with that.
Walk-on spot.
Yeah. And I also love, too, though, that these guys are sticking around. Like, I like that Kevin Young is embracing the developmental aspect of the game. I felt like too often Pope he didn't have the patience for developing guys, and he just would throw them out. Maybe Kevin Young can develop Trey Stewart into a 10-minute serviceable defender, which would be big for this team. So I like this new era of bringing these guys back, as many as we can. Let's develop them and see what we got. I'm a big fan of that, Mitch.
And whoever transfer you do add, there's going to be a little bit of a culture already in the locker room for guys that they got a familiarity with one another. They're going to welcome them in, kind of set the standard of, this is how you operate as a BYU guy. Not necessarily a Kevin Young guy, but a BYU guy. There's something to that. Let's take another break. Brody Kozlowski, BYU signee this week. He flips from USC to BYU. What went into that decision? We'll talk about that with Brody next here on Cougar Sports Saturday.